We're now on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Hey, Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines from the bottom. We're finishing off the story of Sanheriv. The Gemara described previously how his whole army was decimated. And the Gemara says, V'kabani shtar mehem, how much was left over after this tremendous destruction? Rav Amar Asara, Rav says there were 10 men left. Shnei Roshar Eitz Yarom Mispar Yu V'Nar Yichtavim. It says even a young man can write the number of soldiers that are left over. So that Kamanay Yechol Yichtav. How much can a young man write? Young boy write? He can he can write 10. Why? Because he can write. He can put a dot to symbolize the yud. Like a young boy can write 10. Shmuel Martisha, there were 9 men left. Shenemar v'nishar bo olos kenokef. Zayis shnayim shlosha gargarim berosh amir arba v'chamisha besifeha. The pasuk says that the people in the army of Sancheirov that will be left like small olives are left after you shake the olive tree to cause all the to remove the olives from the leaves, and that's he mentions 2 or 3, or 4 or 5. So it says 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. So 4 or 5 together is 9. Rishu ben Levi mar arba asar 14. Shnemar shnaim shlosha arba v'chamisha. Yeah, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in that pasuk. Get a total of 14. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Yochanan says chamisha. There are 5. Sancheiriv, shnei benav, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradam. The father left over were Sancheiriv, his 2 kids, Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Bavel who destroyed Yerushalayim, and the Nebuzaradan. Of course, according to this opinion, Sancheiriv, Gemara is also going to assume that Sancheiriv is alive at this time. That means he must have lived for about 150 years. That's what the Ivetz writes. Okay. And the Gemara says, Nebuzaradan, how do you know Nebuzaradan was there? So he says, Gemara, there's a tradition that he was alive at that time. And Nebuchadnezzar, the pasuk says, Reve dirvia domi labar Elohim. At the time Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the fiery furnace, and he said to his advisors, we threw 3 men bound in chains, and now I see there are 4 men there. Right? Reve dirvia, the pasuk in Daniel says, that there were 4, and the 4th one looked like an angel. If he didn't see, if Nebuchadnezzar hadn't seen the army of Sancheiriv, that there was an angel who was there, how would he know that one of the 4 individuals that he threw into the furnace? Well, he only threw 3. They saw a 4th. He looked like an angel. How would he know it looked like an angel if he hadn't seen an angel before? So now, in Sancheiriv, Shnei Benav, how do you know Sancheiriv and his 2 kids were left over? What remained to see was positive. Vayihu mishtachaveh beis nistroch elohav vad ramelach v'sharetzer but of he called Becherev. The pasuk in Malachi says that Sancheiriv went to bow in the house of Nisroch, his god, and his 2 kids killed him. And the Gemara is going to describe the story now of how the 2 kids, Sancheiriv's 2 children, killed him. Amar Rebo says, Elmoli mikra kosev iev shalom. Had the pasuk that said this, it would be impossible to say. What did the pasuk say? The pasuk says in Sefer Yesheo, Perek Zayin, pasuk Beis, "Vayomahu yigalach Hashem b'tar eschira be'evri nahor b'melach Ashur sarosh v'se'ar haraglayim v'gamis hazakon tispeh." That on this day Hashem Himself will shave with a razor that is for eschira, that's payment, on the other side of the river by the king of Ashur. The head, the hair on the legs, and also the beard will be removed. So, what is the pasuk say? Also, Kadosh Brichu, v'idmei le kegavra saba, Shem appeared as an old person, and Amar le, and he said to Sancheiriv. So, the Gemara seems to say that Hashem appeared as an old person to Sancheiriv. Ki atzos legavim malche mizrach marav, da'ai teisinu livnayahu k'taltinu. So, he's going to say, when you come back to all the other kings, because Sancheiriv, according to the Gemara, went to attack Yerushalayim with his allies, kings, and other leaders, and they all got killed. And when you come back and you tell them that everyone's gone, Mayim Matlehem, what are you going to tell them? Amar Lei, Ahu Gavra, Bahu Pachta, Nami Yosef. He said, yeah, I'm scared. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, big question is, did an old person, did God really appear to Sancheiriv? Obviously, God is beyond time, beyond space. What does it mean that God appeared to Sancheiriv? In the commentary, Anaf Yosef on Ein Yaakov, he provides 5 approaches. One approach was, it was all in a dream. So why is this something? The Gemara says that had the pasuk not said this, you couldn't say this. So if he appeared in a dream, so the first approach is saying that, yeah, he appeared in a dream, But Sancheriv wasn't roy; he wasn't fit for someone to be that Hashem should appear to him in a dream. But apparently, this is what happened. The second approach is this happened; it was all his imagination. And the line in the Gemara says if the pasuk hasn't said this, you won't be able to say it. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Pesach, an opening to make a mistake. A third approach is that that it's really a malach; it was an angel. And again, the Gemara is saying that this is very strange that an angel would appear to Sancheira because again he wasn't raw, he wasn't fit that an angel should appear to him. A fourth approach is that this didn't happen with Sancheira; it happened with his sar, like the heavenly officer of Sancheirev, the Sarshal Sancheirev, and so this happened up in Shemayim. The Hashem appeared to the Sar of Sancheirev up in Shemayim. And the fifth approach is somehow that he sort of, this was through his intellect, he understood, or he in his intellect, he sort of saw, I guess, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or he envisioned God as an older person coming to speak to him. In any case, so whatever this means, obviously we don't believe that God as a physical being appeared. God was a physical being appeared to Sancheira of different approaches. So in any case, so Amar Le Hechenavi, so Sancheira said to this old man, again in a dream, an angel, whatever the case is, Hechenavi, what can I do in order to save myself from these people who are going to harm me because everyone was killed by the angel. So Amar Le, the Malach said, the angel said, Zil v'shani nafshach. I want you to change yourself. They shouldn't recognize you. But Meishanei, how can I change myself? Asked Sancheira. Amar Le, the angel said, Zil I say li masperav egziyach ada. Bring me a scissor and I'll cut your hair. So they won't recognize you. But Heche, I say, where will I get the scissors from? Amar Le, ulahu beisa, go to this house. If I say and bring it. So Azal Ashkechinu Malach Eshotvin Milei Gavra. So Sancheira went to a certain house and there were angels there and they appeared like people. Havu Katochne Kashiyasa, and they were grinding the seeds of dates. So again, this is demeaning work that we're going to see Sancheira was going to do. The commentator Avram Eino says that here Bnei Yisrael are compared to dates, because they make peros, they're considered like tamarim, and just like it's difficult to grind the pits of dates, so to the message is, it's difficult to destroy the Jewish people. In any case, so they said to him, "Tchon chad griva de kashiyasa, I want you to grind one measure of date pits. V'nitan lach, and I'll give you scissors." So tachan chad griva de kashiyasa, v'yav le masparta. So he did this demeaning work, and he ground the date pits, and they gave him the scissors. Adas. By the time Sancheira came with the scissors, ichshach, it was already dark. Omar le. The angel said, Zil Aisei Nura, go bring a fire, because it's dark. As of Aisei Nura, he brought a fire. By the Karnafach lay in the top, while the angel was, I guess, blowing with the coal in order to fan the flame, Aslei Be Nura Bedikne. So the fire took hold of Sancheira's beard. Azul Gazi the Reshe. And the angel came and cut off the hair of his head. Amru, they said, Hain Yixi, Vigamis, a suck on Tisbeh. So that's the Pasuk. What did the Pasuk say again? Vayomhu Yigalach Hashem Batar Schira, that the angel is going to shave the hair of Sancheirev, but with the money, with the Schira, because with the scissors that he gave to him as payment for working, and Be'evre Hanahar, that he hired work by the water of the river, and this is, I guess, grinding. Grinding by the windmill that was by the river, and it was, but the zakan was tispa, the beard was burnt, and Amar Papa Haini Dami Inchi, this is what people would say, Garir Talam Rama Shaper Le, if you shave the hair of a non-Jew and it's good and he likes it, Itle Le Nur Bedikne, so burn his beard with fire, Velo Savat Chuchamine, and you're not going to stop laughing. So there was a made fun of what happened to Sancheira. So now his whole army is destroyed, and now he's doing demeaning work, and now he's embarrassed. So then Sancheira found a beam, or board, sorry, that remained from the Teva of Noach, from Noah's Ark. Omar, Hainu Elah Rabbah, this is the great God, the Shezi Lenoch Mituvuna, that saved Noah from the waters of the Mabul. So he's like, oh, wow, it's just like me, right? In other words, he's comparing himself to Noah, that the whole world was destroyed except for Noah. So now the whole, his whole army was destroyed except for him. So yeah, I'm like Noah. So I have to worship Avodah Zarah. Now I have to offer a sacrifice. After all, Noah offered a sacrifice. So what did he do? He, Omar, Yotzal Hu Gavru Matzlach. If I go and I'm successful, now he turned the board. He thought the board was something. He made it to an Avodah Zarah. And he said, if I go and I'm successful, Makarv Lehu Litrain Benoi Kamach. If I'm successful in what I'm about to do, because I'm starting anew, I'm going to offer my two kids as sacrifices. Because remember, Noah offered a sacrifice, but this wicked person, Sadchera, the Maral says, that the early of the Avodah Zarah, they would offer their sacrifices, human sacrifices, to the Avodah Zarah. So he's saying, oh, what's a korban? You know, Noah offered korban ola, burnt offering, because it's like you're offering yourself when you bring the korban ola. So he's like, I'm going to do one better. I'm going to offer my children. And what happened? Shamu Benui, these kids heard, and Vikatlu, and they killed him. This is what it means the pasuk says, Vahihu Mishtachva based Nisroch Elohov, Vad Ramelach Vesharetza Bonaviko Bacherav. So he was, this is what it means when the pasuk says that, why is it called Beis Nisroch? From the Lashon of Neser, the board from the Teva, from the Teva of Noah, that Sincherev turned into a god. And this is what happens, that his kids heard what, that his kids heard what he was going to do, and they killed him because they didn't want to be sacrificed. Then the Gemara is now going to compare. The Gemara already compared the story of Sancheirev being defeated by the angel, which happened at night, to Avram Avinu's when he defeated the four kings at night, which was also a miracle because he was going against, according to the Gemara, he was going against Nimrod, who was the power, superpower of the world. And Avram came with just his, you know, small army and defeated them. So the Gemara says, "Ve'echlek aleihem laila huva ve'yakeim." So the Gemara is trying to point out that it says it should have said, "Ve'echlek huva vodav aleihem laila." They divided the he attacked them at night. He and his servants attacked them at night, but it says "Ve'echlek aleihem laila." It's almost as if Laila did something. So Amar Rav Yochanan also malach shenitzamei lo l'Avram laila shemo. So there was an angel that helped Avram, and his name, the angel's name was Laila. Shemar Laila Amar Hora Gever. So apparently in Sefer Eov, there is an angel that's called Laila. So that's the opinion of Rav Yochanan. So this angel helped Avram. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, no, Sha'asa Imo Masi Laila. It means that Hashem did an act of Laila. Meaning what? That the stars of the night fought for Avram. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Min shemayim nilchamu, akochvim misilosam nilchamu misisra." We have a safer Shoftim. We also have an instance where we're told that the stars sort of fought with Sisra, and that helped out the enemy, and that helped out Barak to defeat Sisra in Sefer Shoftim. Or Reish Lakish, "Tava nafcha mi bar nafcha." So Reish Lakish likes the drasha of Rav Yochanan, or Rav Yitzchak, more than Rav Yochanan. Now, what's this? What's this? A discussion about, was there an angel called Laila, or was it the stars called Laila? I think the point that Marsha has an interesting take on this, and he wants to say that really that the malach that's in charge of herayon, of pregnancy, is called Laila. And the angel basically says before God, what is the nature of let's say someone is, a woman is pregnant and is going to have a child. So there's an angel that's going to say, "Tipa zumate aleha gibor chalas." There's an angel that's going to provide the genetics for this child. What's the child, the baby's characteristics? And Nimrod was going to be a gibor tzayed lifnei Hashem. So the Torah says he was destined by the angel called Laila to become a mighty warrior. So according to the normal, I guess what should have happened normally, Hayaroy Leos Avram Menutzach Be Bezosa Milchama, Shahayam Raphael Shu Nimrod Bezosa Milchama, Asher Be Eshitzir So Nigzar Alav Leos Gibor Tzayed. So Avram should have been defeated by Amraphel. He's one of the four kings. He was Nimrod. And because he was supposed to be a Gibor Tzayed, he was supposed to be a warrior. And what happened? So Hashem sent this malach, whose name is Laila, to change the gezeira, to change what happened, and to change the decree that even though under normal circumstances Nimrod should win, but Hashem would, Avram would defeat him. According to Yitzchak Nafka, he wants to say a little bit different, that the stars were aligned with Nimrod, because Nimrod was born in the mazel of Ma'adim, perhaps Mars. So he was going to defeat. If you're born with the zodiac and of Ma'adim, then you're going to be someone who's going to shed. You know, you're going to defeat others. You're going to be someone who's going to defeat the enemy. And Avram was born in the mazel tzedek. So it should be that the one who was born in the mazel of Ma'adim, of basically he's going to defeat a warrior, he's supposed to win. So what happens? Hashem changed the order of the stars so that Avram could defeat the enemy. And again, so we're just pointing out, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes a natural order so that tzaddikim defeat their enemy. The Gemara then says, "Vayirdov Ad Dan," that Avram chased the enemy until Dan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kevin Shiba also Tzadik Ad Dan." Once Avram reached Dan, what would future be the territory that Dan would receive? Tashach Kocho, he became weak. Why is that? Rab and Eibanav Shasim LaAvod Avod Azar B'Dan, because in the future his descendants would worship idolatry in Dan. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'yosem Esa Echad B'Peisel V'Esach Nasan B'Dan." That Yerubbaal ben Nevat, when he seceded from the southern kingdom, from Rechavim, he didn't want the northern kingdom to come to Yerushalayim during the Shalosh Regalim. So he set up a golem, Eglei Zav, in Beit El and in Dan, so that they could do their worshiping in the northern kingdom. And it says, Va'af, the Gemara says, right, V'yosem Esecha B'Beisel, V'Esecha Nosem B'Dan, V'af also Russia. And the Nebuchadnezzar lo nisgaba ad shegei l'dam. He did not become strong until he reached Dan. Shenemar midam nishba nachras susav. So again, because of this avodah zarah, this place was not a good place for the Jewish people, and that's where the enemies of the Jewish people became stronger. The Gemara is now going to switch, and it's going to talk about how we could talk about the righteousness of Nebuchadnezzar. The Gemara says the following as an introduction to the righteousness of Nebuchadnezzar. Amar of Zera, says, Afagav the Shalach, Rav Shua ben Levi, Zar b'zakin shachat Talmud machmas onto. He's going to say three things. Number one is you should be careful with the honor of an elderly person, a Torah scholar who forgot his Torah study because of an unavoidable circumstance. And number two, Vizaru bavridim, and you should be careful when you shecht, I guess, all of the veins of a bird, ki Rav Yehuda, like the opinion of Rav Yehuda, that when you roast a bird, when it's whole, then because if you don't cut all the veins, then maybe there'll be some blood left in the body of the bird. And Vizaru b'bnei Amearetz, be careful with the honor of the children of Amearetz, of, let's say they were ignoramuses, and their children became Talmidei Chachamim, be careful with their honor, Shemehem Tetzei Torah, that Torah came, just because their parents or the grandparents were ignoramuses, still give kavod to them. Now, so just want to point out the first statement that says that a zaken who forgot his Torah study because of an honorable circumstance, so the Yad Ramah compares it to, the Moral compares it to the Shivrei Luchos, that even though not only were the Luchos placed in the Aron, but even the broken piece of the Luchos. This is like a Torah scholar who forgot his Torah study. It's what happens. And the Maral writes even more than that. He said, at the end of the day, the Torah still remains with you. Even if because of your body can no longer remember the Torah, but it still remains with you. You acquire the Torah and somehow it's part of you. And in Olam Haba, it will continue to be a part of you. Okay, maybe your body can't remember it anymore. You know, but once you acquire it, you can't lose it, and it becomes part of you for Olam Haba. And he says, similarly, that's what the Shivrei Luchos, the broken piece of the Luchos, even though the Luchos were broken, that was only the physical aspect of the Luchos, but the level of the Luchos, the spirituality of the Luchos, did not remove, even though they were broken. And the Gemara says that, but on the third piece now, it says, be careful with the honor of the children of the Amei Ha'aretz. But then the Gemara says, Ki ha-milsa modina lehu. But tell them this. Now, what are you supposed to tell them? The truth is, Rashi has two different explanations. The first explanation is say, tell the children that you think your parents are ignoramuses, but they have some schus. They have some merit. A second opinion, Rashi says the exact opposite. And the exact opposite is remind the children the parents have no zchus, and say the only reason why the children are Torah scholars is because of their Torah, not because of the parents. It's exactly opposite. Rashi points out, he gives an example that Shmai and Vav Talion were descendants of Sancheiriv. So that's the connection between perhaps this Gemara and the previous Gemara, that the Shmai and Vav Talion came from Sancheiriv, who was such a Rasha. But, so what are you supposed to tell Shabbat and Vav Talion? You're supposed to tell them, according to the first opinion of Rashi, that maybe there is even some schus to Sancheiriv. Or you say the opposite. You say, no, don't think that you got some schus from Sancheiriv. You got nothing from them. They're mamish, they're two exact opposite opinions, two places in Rashi. But the truth is, we're going to focus on the righteousness, not of Sancheiriv, but we're going to focus on the righteousness of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, and we begin by Yirmiyahu saying the following. It says in Yirmiyahu, Tzadik atahu Hashem ki ariv eilecha, ach mishpatim adaber osach. Yirmiyahu says, I know that God, that you are righteous, but I'm still going to discuss with you so you can show me your ways. Madu aderech v'sham t'leicha. Why are the ways of Rishayim so successful? Shal kol bogdei baget. They sit in peace and tranquility, those who rebel against you. The tatem gam sharosh yachu gam azuperi. They're like a plant, a tree that took root in the land, and they're making fruits. Umayah hadrile, what does Hashem respond? Or what does Shemayim respond to Yirmiyahu? Ki es raglim ratzta v'yalucha. You ran with people, and you became tired. Ve'ech tesachare es asusim. How can you compete with the horses? Ve'eretz shalom atabotayach. And in a land of peace, you are secure. Ve'ech tase begoni yardein. And how are you going to manage when the Jordan River is in its greatness, when it's a... when it's full and it's going all over, it's overflowing. So what does that have to do with anything? So the Gemara is going to say a mashal, a parable. Mashal adam echad shamar. It's a parable to a person who thinks he's so great, and he says, Yochani larod sholosh parsos. I can run three parsos, a great distance. Lifnei asusim. I can run faster than horses for three parsos. Bein bitzei amayim, but between the swamp water. So what happens? He's dami lo ragli echad. So there was one guy who was riding with him, not a horse, and ratz lefanav shoshal milim. And this person who thought he's so quick, he ran with this one guy for three mil. It's not three parsa, it's much less. Four mil is in a parsa, and he ran three mil beyabasha in the dry land, not by the muddy swamp. Vanilla. Then he got tired. Amrulo. So those people who heard this guy boast, malifne ragli kach. If you got tired with running with a person, and you can only run three mil, lifnei asusim, alachas kam kama. Certainly, you're not going to be able to run in front of horses because they're faster. Mashloshes milim kach. And if you're going run three mil, shos parsos alachas kama. You certainly can't run three parsos. And uma beyabasha kach. And just like you ran in dry land, bein bitzei hamayim alachas kam kama. With swampy, the swamp certainly. So what's the nimshal? What's the moral here? So he's saying, Afata, listen, Yirmiyahu. Umabis kharba psil shilamti losa rasha. It's true that I paid back Nebuchadnezzar for four steps that he took. Sheratz achar kvodi, he ran after my honor. Ata tamia, oh my gosh, you are going to be so astounded. Kishani mishaim sachar l'avram Yisak Yaakov. What I'm going to pay back to Avram, the reward of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shiratzu lefanai kasusim. They ran before me like horses. They didn't get tired. Alachas kama kama. Certainly, you were so astounded by the reward that I gave to Nebuchadnezzar. You're going to be even more astounded by the reward we give to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. This is what I mean when the pasuk says, La nevim nishbar libi bekirbi rachafu kolts mosai ha'isik ishikor gever avaro yaim ibnei Hashem ibnei divrei kadsho, that to the Nevi'im, the prophets, there, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I will be so astounded by the greatness of their reward in the future. So what we're saying here is that, yes, it's true, Nebuchadnezzar received a great reward, and Yirmiyahu was so astounded by that, Hashem said, trust me, what he got, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are going to get so much more because of what they did. Now, it's interesting that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are considered like horses, because they're like the horses. They run with the horses. Ben Yoyada says that the Avos, what are like horses? Horses never stop. So the Avos never cease in their Avodas Hashem. And the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron says that even though they were successful, they continued to struggle to achieve new heights, like horses trudging through the swampy waters. So what were these? The Gemara's not going to say, Hani Abra Parsos, Mahi. What were these four Parsos that Nebuchadnezzar ran, that took? Dichsiv, it's because the Pasuk says, Ba'esa Hishach Merodach Baladan Ben Baladan Mel Bavo Svarim. So Pasuk says that Merodach Baladan Ben Baladan sent scrolls and gifts to Chizkiyahu because he heard that Chizkiyahu got sick and he got better. So Gemara says, Mishum ki chol Chizkiyahu v'yechazak shadar le'isor mincha. What? Because he got sick and got better. That's why this king, Merodach Baladan Ben Baladan, the king of Bavo, gave him gifts. So Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says, yeah. Lidrosh hamovis yar yabaris, because there was a miracle. That's why he sent them gifts, because there was a miracle that happened in the land. Dom of Yochanan and Reuchanan said, Oso yom shemeis bo achaz, shtei shos hoya. So when Achaz, who was the father of Chizkiyahu, died, the daylight was only 2 hours. Why? Because the Hashem didn't want him, they didn't want anyone to eulogize Achaz. And therefore, they said, daylight's very short, so we have to bury him right away. And it's interesting that, nevertheless, even though we weren't going to honor him by eulogizing him, still, some level of kavod, that you can't leave over a dead body. In other words, well, you could say, well, maybe bury him tomorrow, bury Achaz tomorrow. No, you still have to bury him during the day. We try to bury people that day if possible, less. You know, sometimes Allah is that less maybe for the person's honor to bring other people to mourn him, or like children, you can perhaps wait to bury someone who died the next day. But generally, we try to bury the person that day. So Achaz, on the one hand, we want to honor him as little as possible, so we don't want to eulogize him. So only 2 days of daylight, so you have to rush to bury him, because you got to bury him before night. Even if someone as wicked as Achaz, you have to bury him before night. Now, v'chi chol Chizkiyahu v'itpach. And when Chizkiyahu got sick and he was healed, adrinu kutcha b'richu l'hanach eser shal niyale. So Hashem returned those extra 10 hours, right? Because he made the daylight only 2 hours during that day. So he borrowed 10 hours. So he gave Chizkiyahu the extra 10 hours when he healed him. T'chsiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, he named Meshiv es tzel hamalos sher yorda b'malos achaz b'shemesh achoronis eser malos v'tashav v'shemesh eser malos b'malos asher yorda. That the 10 hours that the sun and sort of descended very quickly, that we missed in the days of Achaz. We missed 10 hours, so they're going to be returned to heal Chizkiyahu. The idea that the additional sunlight healed Chizkiyahu. And this was the miracle that Merodach Baladan was so amazed that he wanted to send gifts to Chizkiyahu. Amar Lahu, so Merodach Baladan Ben Baladan, the king of Babel, said to his servants, Mahai, what's going on here? What is this? Amar Leh, they said, Chizkiyahu Chalash Vitfach. Chizkiyahu, the king of Yehuda, became weak and he was healed. Omar, he said to his servants, Ika gavra ki ahai v'lo ba'ina l'shdur le shlama. Is there a person like this that a miracle happened to him and I'm not going to send him a gift? I'm not going to greet him? Kisvule, I want you to write to Chizkiyahu the following letter. Shlama l'malka Chizkiyahu, shlam l'karta de Yerushalayim, shlam l'lilka rabba. Peace be to the king Chizkiyahu, peace be to the city of Yerushalayim, peace be to the great God. Nebuchadnezzar Safre the Baladan Hava. Nebuchadnezzar was the scribe of Baladan. Again, the Yavetz writes, he must have been 150 years old, I guess, when he must have lived to 150, because this has happened about 150 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He shaita lo avahasab. At that time, when Merodach Baladan ben Baladan made this order, he wasn't there. Kiasa, when Nebuchadnezzar came back, Omer Lahu, he said to them, Hechi Kasvisu, what text are you going to write to Chizkiyahu? Omer Lahu, they said to him, Hechi Kasvisu, this is what we're going to write. And they said, peace be to Chizkiyahu, peace be to the city of Yerushalayim, peace be to God. Omer Lahu, Nebuchadnezzar said, Kirishu le'al karaba. You yourself are calling him the great God, but Kasvi le'basof. How are you going to call him the great God, but you say greetings to God at the end? You should write greetings to God first, before Chizkiyahu. Ella Hachik, so what you should write, Shalom Leloka Rabbah, first write, peace be to God. Shalom Akatu Yishalim, peace be to Savior Yishalim. Shalom Malka Chizkiyahu, peace be to Chizkiyahu. Amrile, they said to him, Karyana Digarta Iu Levi Parvanka. The person who understands and knows how to read the letter, So he should be the messenger to respond. Meaning, if you think we should change the text, do it yourself. So Rahat Basrei Kiderahit. Okay, so Rahat Basrei. So Nebuchadnezzar ran after the messenger to catch him before he would deliver this letter to Chizkiyahu, so that he wouldn't send him this bad letter. He wanted to send him a better letter with a better text, mentioning God first. So Kiderahit Arapsios. Once he ran 4 steps, Asagavil Vaukme. Gavriel caused him to place him in front of the messenger to switch the letters. And Rav Yochanan said to him, Molei ba Gavriel v'amido, had Gavriel not stopped him, lo ya takon l'sonim shi Yisrael, there wouldn't be any hope for the Jewish people, because Nebuchadnezzar, because of the kavod that he wanted to show to God, Hashem would have allowed him to destroy the Jewish people. So in order that this didn't happen, so we only made him take the 4 steps. Now, a couple of points here. Number one, the point here is tell you that even the most wicked person has a schus. Even Nebuchadnezzar had a schus. And the Mogad Avram writes that there are different versions. One version says, our Gemara says that he took 4 steps. There's another version which said he only took 3 steps. And that's why the Mogad Avram in Simon Kuf Chav Gimel Sif Katan Aleph says one of the reasons that's brought down why we take 3 steps for Shmon Esrei is Divischus Gimopsios Zachan Muchanetzar Lahakvi Besa Mikdash. In the merit of 3 steps, the Muchanetzar merited to destroy the Besa Mikdash. Velachain Anu Posim Gimopsios Mispalm Shibata Besa Mikdash. That's why we take 3 steps and we daven that the Besa Mikdash should be rebuilt, so that to counteract what Nebuchadnezzar tried to do.